We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Bobby Moynihan and Mike Cabalon of NBC's Mr. Mayor. Guys, thanks for coming by. How are you?
Well, hey, wonderful. Thanks for having us, Neil.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the premise of the show. First of all, Bobby, this is about Mr. Mayor. And I really love the storyline and the fact that you think about having a kind of really quirky LA mayor, right? For sure. That's interesting. That's an interesting premise, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of a mayor trying to prove a point that he can still do it. Yeah, it's less about politics and more about characters and the family that the mayor has kind of accumulated as being mayor. The Christmas special itself is more of a standalone kind of episode, kind of reintroducing you to the characters during the holiday season. But March 15th, when we come back with season two, we get to see more of the character arcs and kind of where they go and where they build on this season.
All right. So, Bobby, tell me a little bit about your character on the show.
I play Jaden Kwapis. I'm a bit of a communications director for the mayor. What would you say, Mike? I'm a bit of a weirdo, but I'm a pretty good guy. I mean well.
Yeah,
I get things
yeah.
done, yeah, but big, it's just a lot.
Big sweetheart is what I would say for Jaden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big sweetheart. A dollar heart, nickel brain.
And especially you're the one that's supposed to communicate for the mayor, right? That's so that whole role has to kind of drive him nuts at times, right? If you're a bit quirky.
Yeah, I think he has a problem with politics because he leads with his heart, but maybe it's good to have him there. It's just that he is a chaotic mess while he's doing it.
And you, when you want your communications director, you kind of want somebody that's going to keep it even keel, right, Bobby?
Yeah, I would assume so. That is not my decision to make. I try and make people laugh for a living, so I would have no idea how to do that.
All right, so Mike, tell us your character.
I play Tommy Tomas, who is the mayor's chief strategist. And I think he's quite good at his job because it's the only thing he cares about. He's a little bit of a thinks he's high status, but is in fact very low status, very easy to make fun of because he's so arrogant and confident about his job. But he is there to help guide the mayor and make sure that he does not get into trouble, which he fails at frequently because if there was no trouble, there wouldn't be a TV show.
Exactly. And it's comedy. So Mike, it can't be in the way of the drama type thing when you're talking about strategy. But when you research this part to understand what a strategist does, what can you define that for our viewers and listeners?
You know what's funny is when I was doing my research, I found out that strategist is primarily a campaign role, meaning once a politician is installed in office, usually the strategist goes away. So technically I shouldn't exist, but the fact that I'm still around, that's comedy.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like it for sure. And Bobby, how about working with Ted and this cast? It's an awesome cast, isn't it? For sure.
It truly is. I mean, like I we've been doing a lot of interviews and I've been making a lot of self-deprecating jokes and like, oh, they're fine, they're whatever. But like, no, we get along super well and everyone's super talented and we love, I think we all equally love doing the show. It was we just finished the other day. Excuse me. We just finished shooting season two the other day, and it was a really special, wonderful day. The cast gets along wonderful. The crew is fantastic. And yeah, it felt like we finally got to do a nice season with a beginning and a middle and an end. It was wonderful.
And that's always the best thing, right?
It's yeah.
And especially the challenges of shooting during COVID, right? That's been the hardest challenge as an actor right now is the different ways it's done, right, Bobby, and how things, it's not as easy as it used to be, is it? I've talked
to yeah, definitely. I mean, like, yeah, everything's very different. Last season it was harder, and people our cast and crew came together in a lot of wonderful ways and grew, and I think the show grew too, and I think it shows in season two.
So, Mike, what is your hope as an actor for this show? What do you want to see it? How do you want your character to really be portrayed in a lot of ways? And I guess for people out there to enjoy and want to tune into Mr. Mayor.
As an actor, what I hope for is 10 seasons and a movie. But, as for my character, I really, I kind of enjoy the fact that my character can be a bit of a punching bag. It's really fun that other characters get to take the wind out of my sails in every scene. So I really hope that people find a certain catharsis in looking at my character and being like, that guy's a jerk.
And have you played that before in other characters, Mike?
Almost exclusively. Yeah. I feel like a lot of my characters are very uptight and type A stick in the mud kind of characters. And it's fun. No complaints.
And Bobby, I'm sure you make the shooting a lot of fun, right? You always try to kind of get jokes cracked and different things. And like,
no,
we gotta get the shoot done. No,
I'm miserable. I refuse to make eye contact. I wear a big, big, heavy wool hood. It's the best. I think the atmosphere on set, especially during the last couple weeks of shooting, was right before we were about to saying action, was many different crew members coming up to me and Mike and being like, okay, guys, can we please stop telling stories? Can we please focus? We're about to shoot. We had a lot of fun. We love each other. It was a blast.
And do you think that SNL part of it makes it so you're the one that's the fun one, the days that you don't want to shoot, from the experiences of being on SNL and stuff, and how, you know, doing the live thing every week and then going into this where you're doing takes to keep it really lighthearted?
Stuff it's nice. I was thinking about this the other day when I was shooting. It's interesting to play the same character for so long. I haven't done that in a long time. But as far as on set, no, sometimes I get to relax. I do tell a great deal of SNL stories, but I get to relax when Ted Danson tells Cheers stories. So it's nice. Holly doesn't tell like incredible stories. She respects herself.
So teaming you two up in this interview, because you guys have been doing the tour, you know, together. What do you think, Mike? What, as a strategist, what would you say is your character about going and teaming up with him to do all these interviews promoting Mr. Mayor again on NBC tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern?
You know, teaming up with Bobby Moynihan is great. He keeps it light and fun and fresh and new with every interview. Doing a tour with Jayden Kwapis would be a disaster. Do not recommend.
So both are like a Turner and Hooch situation, I feel like.
And do you think that your two characters, because I'm not seen the show,
do you think
that because the relationship of each other, how's your relationship as characters in the show? Bob, your two characters, tell me, like, how do you guys work together as strategists versus communications, even though the strategist should be gone? Does the communications guy not like that they're together?
So, I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like Tommy and Jayden are like brothers, but who's the older one and who's the younger one flip-flops almost every other sentence.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. I think it's built into our long-term character arcs to come around to each other. Because I feel like on my side, I feel like Tommy, when he first met Jayden, was filled with disdain and now sees a lot of utility and love in Jayden.
Awesome. Now, Bobby, tell us about why we should tune into the Christmas special tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Because it's glorious. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. Tina and Robert really knocked it out of the park. It's sort of a reintroduction to the characters of Mr. Mayor. I keep saying Mr. Mayor because I want to say Mr. Mayor via a Christmas special. It's just a really sweet story with some wonderful special guests, and I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Awesome. So everyone needs to tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, to NBC. And I appreciate you guys coming on. And we had a lot of fun, blast talking to each other. And take care, guys. And enjoy the next interview you have on your tour. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Bye, Neil.